Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have this man off the top of the hour. I saw his team in action on the weekend. I watched Antonio thread the goal with about 90 seconds to go up there at Joondalup. Jeff Valentine, the coach of West Perth. You would have been happy to see that one sail through because he missed a couple earlier, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, Carl. Yeah, no, very happy to see it through. It was, I felt in good hands, although he missed those two earlier. Yeah, he was always going to get one out of three and could have been in better hands.
Jeff, they made you work for it. It wasn't all on your own terms.
Yeah, no, Hayes, yeah, they were really good. Yeah, no, Swannies, you've got to tip your hat to them. You know, what they've been able to do, Pippers and Smarty, putting that list together over the last few years. They've consistently improved their performance. They're, you know, very even across the board. And no, there was a couple of times I thought we were in real trouble there, sort of early in that sort of first half. And when Jetta sort of put them in front. So, yeah, it was a fantastic effort by our boys to get in front when the final went.
It was an amazing game, and it just seesawed all day. And I think that in that second quarter when, you know, they were able to get four goals on the board, and even in early in the third, I think it was, when they had it so much inside their attacking 50, but your boys just held them out and they weren't able to score the goals. And then the couple of times you did go forward, you were able to kick a couple yourself.
Yeah, it was really significant, those couple of goals. Aaron Black and Rudy Riddick, both from that pocket. And we actually sort of commented in the box that we were in trouble because if we felt that, geez, if these are the goals we're getting, sort of hemmed in on the pocket, you know, 1 in 100 sort of goals, we were in a little bit of trouble. But look, to Rudy and to Blackie's credit there, that those scores were able to sort of keep us close enough, and then we were able to sort of keep grinding away, and eventually it sort of turned and away we went.
And then I thought, at the start of the final quarter, you got three in quick-fire time, and I thought, oh, West Perth by how far? But, hey, didn't that story just change pretty quick?
Yeah, it did, yeah. I thought if we could have been able to sort of keep them out for a few minutes after we kicked that third goal, I would have felt the same. But it basically went back into the middle. We missed an opportunity to go forward. It went into their front half. They picked up a free kick and kicked a goal. All of a sudden, it was back to 10 points. And right then, you sort of knew that, that this game had a bit more to play out. And look, yeah, they were fantastic, really resilient. And we were just really pleased to get over the top of them.
Hey, Jeff, just going back to Rudy Riddick, he's had some concerns off the field. And you've done a pretty good job to get him playing some footy like he is. He looks like he's a bit fitter because when he is fit, he can seriously go.
Oh, look, he's you know, at his best. You know, there's very few in the league, you know, I think in the country that can do some of the things that Rudy can do. So, you know, look, he's worked hard himself to be a better person, to make the adjustments needed, to be able to sort of concentrate through a footy game. It's probably been a big improvement for Rudy from a playing perspective. And we're just sort of wrapped that he's been able to sort of get those benefits. The boys sort of nominated him as their sort of player's player last week, and I thought that was a really fitting reward for a young fellow who's buddy. You know, had to work hard this year to sort of earn back a bit of respect and get to play well in a final like that was fantastic for him.
We talk a lot about Nelson and Black, but Trent Manzoni and also Blake Willem, guys that have been around for a little while, have been in some really good touch as well.
Yeah, look, and really important to us, Hayes. You know, both coming off sort of long-term injuries, so it's taken a few games to get under their, you know, to get them sort of moving and back into the tempo. But now they're senior players, and you know, we expect a lot out of them. You know, and they need to step up. You know, we've lost a few along the way. So, you know, we need our senior players to be really performing well. And it was great to see them sort of really, you know, strike some form. I thought Blake's last quarter in particular was really important in terms of being able to play the footy, play the game in sort of Swan Park, which was really important there.
Noah Pegoraro had been in some really good form and he got an invite to the draft combine. Is he any chance to return this week?
Yeah, no, he won't, Hayes. Look, he was. We named him last night. You know, he wanted to do a fitness test on sort of Saturday, but look, after I sort of slept on it, it was just a little bit like, nah, the risk just outweighed the potential reward. You know, it was a bit of a hamstring, you know, to only miss a week and to come into a first sort of semi is really pushing the envelope, and we just sort of felt, you know, Sam Rotham's been in really good form. You know, he was really strong last week, and I think we just need to give Pega the chance to get right. You know, hopefully we can get through this week and he can come back in a week later and set things up from there. But no, he won't play this week, hey?
To get an invite to a draft combine, you need a few AFL clubs that put your name down. Do you think this guy could be a chance and would he be good value for a club?
Yeah, hey, I really do. Yeah, I think he'd be outstanding value. You know, he's that prototype sort of half-back flank, you know, it was the one time sort of in the lead up to last week's game I felt a bit nervous. I sort of listened to David King talk about the importance of Jake Lever to Melbourne and their setup going into the Geelong game. And as I was sort of looking at that conversation, I was thinking, geez, we've just lost our Jake Lever in Ped. You know, he has that sort of capacity. He rolls off, he intercepts marks really well, and he can be really offensive. So, yeah, look, I think at the highest level, he's got a lot to offer any club going around.
What about the other big bloke at the other end of the field who's won the leading goal kicker in the WAFL 3 on the weekend? He was kicking like a mule too early. He probably could have got 6 or 7, I reckon, but 16 disposals, 8 marks. He can pinch it in the ruck. Surely someone could take a chance on him, couldn't they?
Yeah, look, exactly, Carl. And you know, my sort of position there is if he was on West Coast lists or if he was on Frio's list, sort of playing for Peel or playing for West Coast in their Waffle team, his form over this year would have demanded that they play him at the highest level. And, you know, I think in any AFL club, you know, he's going to be tremendous value on a list. Now, look, whether he gets that opportunity is for others to decide. But, look, he's well-balanced. He's, you know, got a career. You know, he's just a no-brainer, no-fuss sort of player these days. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out for those sort of mature age players. And for us, we're stoked if they go onto a list, and if they don't, we're probably even just as stoked to have them rolling around again next year.
Well, you do rely on a lot of your local kids, don't you? And it's been remarkable, your coaching journey, and to see you get this team consistently in finals on the back of not really spending money on big-name recruits or AFL players coming off lists. It's been about your pathway programs, your district, and for that, you deserve a fair bit of credit. Have you been enjoying that part of it?
Yeah, Hayes, yeah, look, we do. You know, look, it's well documented that we're the only Waffle team rolling around each week without any player with AFL list experience. That enables you to sort of come together pretty close. You know, the boys work hard. They know where they're at. They know they've got some deficiencies that they really work hard in the gym and on the track to overcome. But they also know they've got some real strengths to make it to the league level. You're a good footballer, so we coach to their strengths. And it is pleasing to sort of be in there mixing it with the best teams at this time of the year, and it's just really exciting. You know, we're looking forward to Claremont Oval. Should be a good crowd in that little boutique thing. Hopefully there's plenty of red and blue in the stands, and I'm not sure there'll be much red and blue in the houses around there, but it'll be a great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
In the coming years, do you think you'll be proactive to try and go and target a few different players from other clubs or other states to bring them in just to top up to get you back to that premiership? And Mark Hutchings, I guess, is a local boy. He would fit the profile.
Yeah, absolutely, Hutchie. Yeah, no, look, we'll be sitting down with him sort of next week. I think we're due to catch up with Hutchie and just to see where exactly he's looking to move sort of professionally. He still harbours ambitions to get onto another list. Benny Johnson's another one who I just read today has come off the list at West Coast, and he would certainly add some real value to us in terms of his leg speed and kicking ability and those sorts of things. I imagine he'll be, you know, desperately trying to get on another list. And I feel for, you know, not just Ben, but all of those fellas that were drafted 2 years ago with COVID, you know, they really, their ability to sort of get into a regular routine and system and play some good footy has been, you know, hugely compromised. So, we'll see where that plays out from Benny. Exactly, Hayes. We're keen to top up where we can, particularly those players that have come from West Perth and are now sort of coming out of the system. So, we know we've got to get better, and we'll be looking to do that with the right sort of people.
What about Claremont, mate? When you look at their team, who are some of the threats that you need to defeat this weekend?
Yeah, well, look, it's, you know, I think most of the games are won and lost in the middle there, so making sure we can control the likes of Bolton, Bailey Rogers has been really influential. You know, I think, you know, Crackers Hardesty, Jared Hardesty in there had, you know, some real grunt and steel in there, so, you know, making sure we're breaking even in there. Lockie Martin is off a half back and give a lot of run, and they do have a lot of those sort of running types. Edwards, Martinez, Mountford, these types. Big Jack Bullitt's had a good season with a little fellow Isaac Barton at his feet nipping around. Cal England, another sort of running type. So, no, look, we'll need to make sure that we can contain them on the inside, but then not let them get to in space on the outside. So we're looking forward to a really good contest.
Good luck. Nice to chat, mate. Take care.
All right, go well, Ben. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Jeff Valentine, coach of West Perth. Who wins, West Perth or Claremont, Hayes?
Oh, you normally go with the team dropping back. Claremont nearly beat South. They were pretty good. West Perth came good in the end, but look, for most part, Swan Districts were very, very competitive. Going to go with Claremont in that game. Carl, you?
Yeah, I am too. Look, House is going to be a big loss because he's been suspended, so out for a couple of weeks, obviously, on that high hit. Eastland, to me, is going to be a real man to watch against Delaporte in the ruck. I think that that's where he can give supply to those midfielders, Bolton and Hardesty and so on. So that's where I think that this game could well and truly be decided. I mean, he had 44 hitouts last week with 6 tackles and 17 disposals. So he can get the footy around the ground as well. So that's where I'll be watching the game. But for me, I'm going to tip Claremont. And if West Perth get it done away from home, well done. And they'll get to take on the loser of Subiaco and South Fremantle. Who are you tipping in that one?
Oh, I'm going to go with South Fremantle. I think, look, they've had some good battles. And traditionally, Subiaco have the measure of South Fremantle, and they beat them last time they played, but I think South Fremantle just got a few more weapons with a few retirements in recent times to some of those Subi stars.
Do you know the song?
The Bulldog song?
Yeah.
Oh, I sang it. I sang it a couple of times when I was coaching, but not enough, Carl. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you.
I'm tipping Subi. Not because I played for Subi. It's a head, not heart scenario.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, Subiaco players know the meaning of success. Dedication is the
funny,
way to fight for happiness.
It's funny because the East
Fremantle
stands out
where the
mighty
fighting lines. We'll grind them in the ground to the premiership.
Because you learned it when you were younger. It's hard to learn and retain as you keep singing. You're not even listening. But today too, Carl, Hall of Fame. Two members have been named. Two absolute champions of Western Australia and also Australia. Dennis Cometti will be going in at the Sandover Medal, and my former teammate in Matthew Pavlich to go into the WA Hall of Fame, Carl.
Cometti and
South Pavlich. Australian going in, which is fantastic. Still two more to be named.
Righto. Okay, looking forward to that. And that is the WAFL update here on this Friday night to kick us off in the second hour. We'll have a chat as we keep the theme rolling to the WA vice-captain, Subiaco midfield. He plays a little bit forward as well. Neil Erasmus will join us next.